When Reed Hastings, co-founder of Netflix, introduced me at a gathering for KIPP schools in 2014, he surprised me by saying that when he was a young entrepreneur, he'd read Beyond Entrepreneurship 6 times. When Netflix won the Stanford Encore Award for the most entrepreneurial company, Hastings gave a piece of advice to aspiring young CEOs. Memorize the first 86 pages of Beyond Entrepreneurship. Through Beyond Entrepreneurship, Bill became a mentor to entrepreneurs whom he'd never meet, inspiring them to strive to build truly great companies that can long endure. But why create a re-release of Beyond Entrepreneurship? And why now? I decided to re-release Beyond Entrepreneurship as BE 2.0 for 3 reasons. First, I'm still fiercely passionate about entrepreneurs and leaders of small to mid-sized companies, whom I've always seen as the readers I most want to reach. Now, this might surprise readers of my later books, in which I'd researched companies that had become huge. But the eventual size of those companies obscures the fact that all the companies studied for books like Built to Last, Good to Great, and Great by Choice, well, they were all once small startups. And I'd researched their entire histories all the way back to their beginnings. I devoted much of my curiosity to understanding why some early stage companies became great and lasting, and why others did not. Second, I had substantial new material that could be directly useful to today's entrepreneurs and leaders of small to mid-sized companies. This new material about people decisions, leadership, vision, strategy, luck, and more found the right home in a re-release of Beyond Entrepreneurship. As you move through this book, think of it as like a classic old home that's had a major addition. The new material appears in entirely new chapters and insert essays spread throughout the book, which are called out with the header Jim's View from 2020. Nearly half the text that follows is entirely new to the 2020 edition. I have, however, left the text of the original chapters fully intact as Bill and I wrote them in 1992, with only a few corrections and minor adjustments. To help you, the listener, distinguish between the new material from 2020 and the original material that Bill and I wrote in 1992, we've divided this audio into 2 readers. I, Jim, will read all of the new material, and another reader will lend his voice to all of the original material. Third, and most important, this re-release, what I really think of as an upgrade, is meant to honor and extend the legacy of my co-author, the greatest mentor in my life, Bill Lazier. Without his shaping hand, I would not be who I am, and my life would not be what it is. When Bill passed away in 2004, I wanted to write something about him and the profound impact that he had on people. Immediately following this introduction to BE 2.0, I share the story of Bill and what I learned from this wise and generous soul, a man who altered the lives of thousands of young people. I hope BE 2.0 helps you create an iconic company. Even more, I hope that some of Bill's mentorship carries from this reading to live on through you and those you lead. Jim's View from 2020. Chapter 1, Bill and Me. Bill Lazier was the closest thing to a father that I ever had. My own father died when I was 23, and he never took the time to teach me anything about the difference between right and wrong, about core values, about character. I came of age in the late 1970s in the post-Vietnam, post-Watergate era that felt devoid of any grand sense of cause or direction or purpose. By the time I graduated from college in 1980, I'd never had